So what we did actually, when our report came out, we got in touch with Dutch parliamentarians who have asked questions about the involvement of Riwal in building the separation wall, specifically given that in 2004, the International Court of Justice, which is in The Hague, has ruled the wall as being illegal. And at that time, the questions were asked to the Dutch Minister of Foreign Affairs. And the Dutch Minister of Foreign Affairs had in the beginning said that he is not aware of any involvement of any companies, any Dutch companies, in building the wall. But based on our research, which showed that Riwal was really involved in that building, he decided to go back to Riwal, and he has requested at that point the company to stop any involvement in the building of the illegal wall.
But was that a political request or a legal one? I mean, is it illegal for Dutch companies to be involved in building this wall?
I think at that point it was a political request. It was the Dutch minister asking the company not to get involved in building the wall. However, there is a legal aspect to it, and that is now clear by the fact that there is a court case on that. The countries who were asked or states were asked in 2004 by the International Court of Justice not to get involved themselves in the building, the illegal building of the wall, and to ensure that there is no continuation of the building of the wall. So in that respect, there is a legal responsibility for our government to see to it that companies, Dutch companies, do not continue building the wall.